DIY.
Oh, I missed that jingle while I was away. Mr. DIY himself, Angelo D'Ambrosio of IPMT Remedial Building Consultants. Welcome.
It's good to have you back.
It is good to be back, I think.
No, it is. It's good to have you back.
Thanks so much. And it's a specialist slot on flooring today, but not just any flooring, and in fact, a bit more than flooring, because we're going to be talking about the green alternative to wood and concrete floors, namely bamboo. Angelo, you've brought us a specialist. Tell me more.
Yes, I brought you a gentleman by the name of Graham from the Bamboo Warehouse. And what struck me was the fact that it looked so good. It's cost effective. And it's got a very long lifespan, and we've actually done tests. Mm-hmm. A colleague of mine has done tests, and which we'll tell you about a little bit later, for water, and you know how the product holds up with water, and it was phenomenal.
Okay.
So we've got little clips for that as well.
Okay.
And so you know, I really like the product, and I think it's a really good way forward and a great alternative to wood, even vinyl. So. Without further ado,
it's a great pleasure to welcome the MD of Bamboo Warehouse, Graham Cromer. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, it's Graham Solomon, sorry.
Solomon, apologies. I can't talk about getting lost in translation, Graham. I'm really sorry about that.
No, not at all.
I think I accidentally hit somebody else's surname to you there. Sorry. Okay, while I get over my embarrassment, won't you tell us a little bit about Bamboo Warehouse and the history of the business?
Thanks firstly for having me on the show. And Bamboo Warehouse started about 10 years ago when I decided to look for an alternative to my current living, which was manufacturing. And one thing led to another, and I came across a product, Bamboo Flooring, and I decided to have a look and see what I could do with it. And I imported my first container, and since then, the rest is history, as they say. We've gone from strength to strength.
Now, it's a product that a lot of people don't know very much about, so I'm really glad to have the opportunity to talk about its uses, its potential, and hopefully debunk a couple of the misconceptions as well. How widely used is it in South Africa? Is it still something that's quite a novelty or a niche product, or is it being taken up quite widely these days?
Well, look, it's definitely grown from strength to strength over the last 10 years, but it's still a baby in South Africa, as most green alternatives are.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a long way for it to go. We're still quite far behind America and Australia specifically, but we're getting there.
Okay.
But I think it's also great, and Graham should elaborate on what products they have, because
getting there,
you know,
getting there, absolutely.
Okay, sorry.
I've just got one other thing I have to ask first, but there's also something I need to say, which is to the listeners: if you have a question about bamboo, if you've used it in your own home, and you want to talk to us about the experience, please feel free to call in on 021-446-0567. Our SMS line is down at the moment, so please don't send an SMS; rather, send a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567, or you can tweet us at Cape Talk as an alternative. Before we talk about the products, I'm just interested in the comment about how green this product is. What is it that makes bamboo so green?
Well, how long is the show again? Look, in all seriousness, you know, firstly, the raw material that it's used is the bamboo, and that is grown in abundance wild in China, where we get it from. And it's, you know, from that point of view, it's the bamboo, we don't have to cut down any trees, we don't have to have any deforestation, we don't have to take out any root systems, erosion, all those type of things. Mm. You know, so from that point of view, it's exceptionally eco-friendly and sustainable, because it's just growing, it grows and grows and grows. It's been doing so for thousands of years, and there's nothing to stop it from carrying on for thousands more.
Am I right in saying it's actually a grass, not a tree, isn't
100%,
it?
Yeah.
So it literally grows like weeds.
It does. Yeah. Absolutely.
Obviously, people would then make the case that if you're importing it from China, you add to the carbon footprint in the transport process. But there's more to it than that, isn't it? Bamboo itself also acts as a carbon dioxide sponge, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, when you talk about carbon footprints, it's debits and credits, you know. And I mean, we could provide you with the documentation showing that the shipping, etc., which definitely does add to the footprint, is a minuscule part of the equation. The amount of carbon dioxide that is getting taken out of the atmosphere with the growth of this product is incredible. So that's way outweighs the shipping, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So it's a very eco-friendly product to use. It grows like a weed. It grows naturally in the wild. It can be harvested without interfering with the root systems, and it's sucking up all that CO2 in the process. That's a very, very good picture. Let's talk about what we do with that bamboo. The kinds of products that you can make, the list's probably endless. Obviously, it includes flooring, but what else do you do with it?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the first thing I brought in was the flooring, and then from there, it sort of expanded into other parts of people's homes, you know. So we were in the person's home doing their flooring, and we would then be asked the question, wow, this is so wonderful. What about kitchens? You know, what about countertops? And then I thought, okay, well, that's a good idea. Let me go and do a bit more research. And then, so the countertop business was born, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the same with the pergolas and the fencing and all those type of things. And from there, it went outdoors. You know, people said, well, listen, while you're here doing our floors and our kitchens, etc., we're doing a deck, you know, is there anything you can do for us? And from there, we went into the decking, composite decking specifically, which I think we'll talk a bit mm-hmm. more about. And so therefore, that's how the business organically grew, just solving people's problems one by one.
Best way for, yeah.
And you know what's nice is that Graham's literally on site. He's hands-on with installations. So it's great. Even if you're doing a deck that's not bamboo and you need information, you know, he's a phone call away, which is always good.
Graham is Graham Solomon of Bamboo Warehouse. Apologies again for giving you the wrong name. And we're talking bamboo today, taking your questions. We've got one on the line already. Heather in Newlands, good afternoon.
Yes, hi. Funny enough, I've bought two bamboo chairs last week. I just want to know, how does one treat them? Does one just dust them with a feather duster, or do you have to put any oil on, or what?
Well, that's a good question. Firstly, it depends on what type of bamboo was used, but whether it was the bamboo, was that actual bamboo poles? If you look,
well,
at
it's
it?
From it's bamboo from Indonesia. And I got them from Mr. Price.
Okay. So that's most probably the actual bamboo stalk itself, in which case it doesn't usually need much treatment at all, which is one of the wonderful things about bamboo. So just dust it off and maybe give it the odd spruce with a spray bottle, but not too much water, because it's not necessary, and that should be enough, more than enough.
Oh, great.
Enjoy
them. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Heather. Nice to know. If they're being sold in Mr. Price, there are probably a few others of our listeners mm-hmm. who've invested in those. So well-timed on the question and on the topic, Angelo. Before we talk about the composite flooring, I wanted to ask the question, why would one use bamboo instead of traditional hardwoods, for example? What are the advantages?
Okay, look, one of the reasons that I decided to look at the bamboo flooring originally was because there were two types of flooring, wooden flooring out there when I started. The first was the laminate floor, which you all know about. And then there's the top of the range. I put in inverted commas, mer bars, and all those exotic hardwoods, you know, teak flooring, etc. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing really in between. So where this fits really well is from a price range in between the two of those two options. And with all the benefits, when I say all the benefits of the hardwood flooring, I mean all the benefits. If I showed you a piece of bamboo flooring and put it next to a piece of merbau or teak or any of those, you'd look at the two and think, wow, that looks the same, you know, for half the price.
So visually it looks the same. What about in terms of endurance, its resistance to stains and scratches, and its ability to stand up to traffic? I mean, is this a product that could be used, for example, in a commercial space, a high traffic area?
Yeah, it certainly does. Let me ask you your first question about the hard wearingness of it. Mm. You know, you could Google this, for example. It's on our website as well, where you can Google the Janka hardball test, where they actually do, that's J-A-N-K-A.
Okay.
And they actually, it's an independent testing method where they embed a ball bearing into the surface of these hardwoods, and they measure what force is required in order to dent the material. And there are only three woods that are actually stronger on that test than bamboo.
Really?
Okay. For example, oak, which is a very, very good and popular flooring option, is a third as strong as bamboo. So bamboo is 300% harder than an oak wood floor,
sure,
to give you an idea. So how does it stand up structurally? Very, very well.
Okay. A question in on the email from Cindy, who has heard that bamboo floors are particularly good for people with asthma. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the explanation? Is it allergy related, I assume?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you'll notice today, in most cooking shows and in most shops that sell bamboo chopping, well, chopping boards, I should say, they are all going for bamboo now because it's hypoallergenic. It's and it's excellent from a food consumption point of view. So certainly from an asthmatic point of view, it's good. But also, you know, it's good because people that have got carpets and stuff like that, obviously you won't have that issue with the bamboo floor.
And the dust house mites crawl into them. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Cindy. Right, back to the lines we go. Sue and Hermanus, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I find out I'm a dance teacher. Is it possible to use the bamboo flooring for a dance floor?
Sorry, the line broke up a bit there, but I think Sue was asking, would it be suitable for a dance floor? Nice question, Sue. And what's the answer?
Yes, most certainly. We've done it many, many times.
Really?
We've actually just completed a whole range of gyms, the Go Health gyms in Johannesburg, and they've put them in their yoga studios, dance studios. We've done many health clubs and gyms around the country, actually. So, yes, it can be done for sure.
Okay, Sue, well, you might want to visit their website for a little bit more information. Sounds like it could be a good solution for you. But what is that website? Let's give it out without further ado.
Thanks. It's www.bambooWarehouse.co.za.
Okay. We also have LT on the line from Welgemoot with a question or a comment. LT, good afternoon.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks very much. But this is a floor that we've had for the last 5 years.
Great.
They're very thickish, in fact. It's not a thin floor, but a beautiful grain that, you know, is natural. It's not machined in a way that, you know, tiles are sometimes. Mm. This is a beautiful color wood that we have even in the kitchen. It wears very well. We've got great traffic, a big family. And they always admire the floors.
LT, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. It's great to get feedback like that from someone who's actually had the product in their home, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying it. Nice endorsement from LT there.
Give that man a belt.
Angelo, you were about to say something.
I was just going to ask the question, the difference between the vinyl floors and bamboo flooring, because, you know, we were discussing, we've discussed laminate floors before, and people then started going into vinyl flooring. And I just wanted to know how the one stood up against the other, in your opinion.
Mm. Well, look, you know, it's difficult to compare two really very different products. And let me first state that vinyl flooring has definitely got its place. It's a great product, for example, for hospitals, for you know, that type of thing. Big commercial products like airports, etc., where you've got people with trolleys and, you know, and you need people with these big spaghetti mop cleaning with lots of water. That's the type of place for it. So it has its place. You know, in terms of it's the comparison between bamboo and the vinyl. I mean, the caller previously actually made a comment about the thickness of the product. Now, you know, a vinyl floor goes, well, the average stick down vinyl floor is about 2 millimeters, and it goes up to on average between 4 and 5 millimeters. You know, ours is 14 millimeters. It's very, very thick. It's a solid product. It's not a you know, a vinyl and a laminate floor, by its definition, is basically a picture of wood on the surface, and then below it you'll have whatever the base is, whether it's vinyl or HDF or anything like that. Ours is a solid product, so you could sand and seal it if you wanted to. In 10 years' time, it would look the same. You're not going to take the surface off. And yeah, I mean, to be dead honest, I mean, a vinyl floor is a fake floor. It's not a real floor. A laminate floor is a fake floor. It's not a real floor. Bamboo is a real floor.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
You mentioned composite decking, and Jill and Takai, I'll come to you in just a moment, but I just want to ask you for clarity on what you actually mean by composite decking specifically.
Okay, so one of the products that we that came into the product range through the necessity is decking. And we actually tried bamboo decking originally. It didn't work outside as well as we'd liked, and that's history. But the point is that what the composite is it's a composition of bamboo fibers, which comes out of our flooring factories, and recycled plastic, okay?
Wow.
Shopping bags, et cetera, et cetera. The term is actually HDPE, high-density polyethylene. And then the 10% is the UV additives and colorants and stuff like that, which I'm holding here, I can show you. And that is basically a completely recycled material, which would go into your house as a deck, which normally would be in a hole in the ground somewhere in China or wherever else it will be. So
got it all around my house.
There we go.
I have to say, yeah. So, fantastic product, and you are helping to eliminate some plastic waste
for sure.
While you're at it. Jill in Takai, thanks for holding. What's your question? Good afternoon.
I have no question. I just have a comment to say we moved into a home in Cape Town 3 years ago, which has bamboo flooring, and it's sold the home to us. It is our absolute pride and joy. The bedrooms have laminate, the kitchen's tiles, but the bamboo has life, it has colour. Everyone without fail admires it when they walk in. It's the stunning feature of the home.
What lovely endorsement. And Jill, you found it hard wearing enough? You don't have an issue keeping it clean and maintaining it?
Not at all. They tell me you shouldn't put sponge it down with one of those squeegee kind of mops, but put very little water on it. And it doesn't require chemicals, anything. It's dead easy to keep clean, and it always looks fantastic.
Jill, thank you so much for that feedback. Again, great to hear.
We talk about water and bamboo.
It has a reputation, doesn't it, for being not that great with water, but I think you're going to tell me otherwise.
I'm going to tell you otherwise. Yeah. David.
Your colleague David, yes?
Did a test where he submerged the Kliplock flooring for 96 hours and took it out, and it was fine. It was perfect.
So it's a full-on submerged for 96 hours.
No.
Didn't warp, buckle...
Graham
expand
did
or
no,
yeah.
It was perfect.
Okay.
Graham did a test at a recent show, and that's the clip we have, where he submerged it as well. Obviously not for 96 hours, but he submerged it, and you'll see when he takes it out, it's absolutely perfect.
That's fantastic. We're going to share those clips that we talk about, by the way, on our Twitter feed. So look for them at Cape Talk if you're interested in watching those. Gosh, okay, questions are streaming in on the WhatsApp line as well. Let me try and get through as many of them as I can. One asking, this is Gerard on the WhatsApp, can you stain a bamboo floor?
Yes. So most of the flooring we bring in is pre-finished, and there are quite a few different options available, but the one is a raw bamboo that we bring in, and it's actually like these coasters here, and these coasters you can stain whatever color you like. So yes, to answer the question,
we'll have to take some photos of those to tweet. They're absolutely beautiful, by the way. Angela asking, could bamboo be installed as a replacement to an existing very old hardwood floor?
Great question, and it's one of the biggest things that we actually do, especially in the Sea Point area, etc. You know, a lot of these houses have got the old Oregon pine. And we often install over the Oregon pine, depending on obviously the integrity of the old Oregon pine. Sometimes we have to replace that and put down shutterboard on top of the joists, but we come in and assess that. But to answer the question, absolutely, we do it all the time.
Fantastic. We've got a question or comment on voice note. Let's take a listen.
If you really want to see just how versatile bamboo is, go and Google bamboo schooner. It is an 80-foot yacht that was built out of bamboo. It's from Jeremy and Fisher.
Jeremy and Fishhook, thanks. You're aware of the story, obviously?
Yeah, no, I am aware of it. And in fact, it's quite interesting. We get a lot of people coming in from the V&A waterfront who are doing yacht repairs and boat repairs. And we sell a lot of bamboo to those guys that do the internal cabins and flooring, etc., also out of the bamboo. And I've been trying for years, in fact, to get some photographs of these yachts, but they're very, very cagey. They don't want to, let us onto. But yes, I'm aware of it, for sure.
Okay. Okay, a question which I hope you're going to understand that is a little bit in the dark for me, asking, is this flooring tested for formaldehyde emission?
Absolutely, and a great question too. So that's the big question, and it has been asked many, many times, and 100% yes, it is. The only adhesives that are used in the flooring and all of the products we do is called Dynea glue, D-Y-N-A-E, and it is 100% tested for formaldehyde. It's one of the big things that I'm passionate about. I've got kids myself. I've got the products in my house. I built my baby's cot out of it, so I make very sure that these emissions are spot on, and I have certification proving that, and when I go to the factories myself in China every year, I make sure of those credentials, and I make sure that they are all being properly adhered to.
Thanks so much for being with us today. Graham, it's been wonderful to learn so much more about the product, and nice find, Angela.
Yeah, good one.
Good topic.
Eh?
Thank you very much. We haven't got through nearly all the questions. I'll pass a couple of them on individually to Graham at the end of the slot, so that if he wants to follow up on any of those on a one-on-one basis, he can do that. That is where we have to wrap up, though. Thanks so much for the interest, everyone.